following program contains swearing right from the fucking start.
Hello and welcome to We Don't Do Stuff. I'm Sonny Dapp.
And I'm Jazz, and this is our podcast about stuff we don't do in 2018.
In 2018, so Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, Jazz, what's happening, man? And New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions. I've got some.
Okay.
Did we not talk about this last episode?
Did we? I don't know, man. I'm still catching up on New Year's resolutions from 2016. That's been the same joke I've been using.
Since 2014.
Fair enough. All right. So what have you been up to, Jazz?
Not loads. Christmas was like pretty busy. I'm pretty sure we chatted about Christmas and New Year's
Day.
I think we chatted about
New Year's Day.
And so that's pretty good. So just getting back to work.
Yeah.
Bit of a fucking headache. Just trying to get back into a normal routine.
Yeah.
I'm talking like sleep pattern wise. It was you know, getting up, trying to do like normal stuff.
Yeah.
Hard work. Apart from that, went to watch a couple of movies, watched some stuff on Netflix. We went to the car show.
Oh, yeah.
The car performance show.
Cool.
And I've gone back to gym.
So, yeah, let's talk about gym and stuff. So, the gym and stuff's been good, though. I've been keeping up on it.
Is it gym that you want to talk about?
Let's not talk about gym. Yeah.
Because gym, we've just been going.
Yeah, that's it. And we've been sticking to it, right? We're like third week into the new year.
This is my first day that I went.
Is it? Okay. So I've been going.
You've been going.
I've been going and it's been good. But let's kick it off with the car show.
The car show, yeah. Because that was our big thing. So that was pretty good. So we went to the car show. It was in NEC.
Yeah.
The performance car show. And it was one for enthusiasts.
Definitely one for enthusiasts.
For enthusiasts. And so all my friends came from uni. So that was all five of us.
Yeah.
So they drove down from Bradford and whatnot. And one of my friends came on Saturday. So we went to that Turkish restaurant.
Yeah, which was good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
He enjoyed it. And then we went to the car performance show. And them like typical fucking fashion, turn up late.
Yeah.
Say to them, turn up at 9.
Yeah.
And they turn up at 10 when the bloody car show is on.
Yeah. So we actually went to watch was it a motorsports show where they have all the cars.
I would say it's precision driving. It was
precision driving.
Because I was trying to say that. I was saying it was a stunt thing, but it wasn't stunts. It was precision driving.
Which is pretty cool, though, isn't it?
Yeah. And like, it was really good. I enjoyed it.
Like, I mean, to be honest, I think that's the bit that I enjoyed because it was more of a show.
Yeah.
And the other thing I enjoyed as well was looking at the cars. But, you know, for me, like, yeah. I mean, I do like some cars, but I'm not an enthusiast.
But before that, you would have thought you knew about cars, innit?
Yeah.
It's only when we got to the car show.
Yeah.
All of us realised that we're not.
I don't know. I think them guys were enjoying it. I was just there going around thinking, oh, that's a nice blue car. That's a nice red car. Oh, that looks something I know.
Yeah.
But other than that.
You literally stole my joke, you know.
Was it? All right.
That was my joke.
But that's what it felt like. And then there's other people there that were literally like, were loving the whole engine and the modifications and the mod companies. It was some of the cars, they look awesome though, wasn't it? Yeah, some cars.
It was good. We took quite a few good pictures.
Yeah.
There's a few brands that we recognised. A lot of cars that just I did not recognise at all.
Yeah. And some of the cars did look like something out of like Pimp My Ride or something.
Yeah. So it's good. Like, had a pretty good time.
Yeah.
It was different. We did something
that we don't normally do.
We don't normally do.
Yeah.
And I think my friends enjoyed it as well. Because they were saying that it's been like such a long time. I think a couple of them hadn't seen each other for about 2 years.
Whoa.
Which is a bit of a shocker.
Yeah.
But so we're definitely going to be arranging some more stuff with them guys.
Yeah.
And hopefully doing some different stuff. So I think we might be going on holiday a couple of times maybe.
Nice.
So anyway, so that was good.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good. Well planned. So we planned it 3 months ahead. And everyone came down, which was pretty good.
And what else have we been up to? Coco?
We went to watch Coco, didn't we?
Yeah.
So Coco, I'll explain, is a Disney Pixar animation.
Yeah.
Based on a story from Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's steeped in Mexican culture. And...
Yeah. And I enjoyed it. It was good.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it was a kids movie.
It was deep, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like very upsetting. I think even remember you saying at the end that you was like, I'm not going to lie, I felt emotional at the end.
I was, man. I was like...
And I was the same as well. I was like trying to hold it back.
Yeah. It was pretty deep.
Thinking, fucking hell.
And I think I loved about it as well is I loved how, like, Pixar's always been, like, forward-thinking, though. Pixar and Disney, like, they're always going to different cultures and they're happy to tell a story from different cultures and feature actors and artists from that culture as well.
Yeah.
Which made it special. And it's been doing, like, amazing at the box office in places like Mexico and all that. They actually had a Frozen short before the film.
Hmm.
And they play that, something to do with Olaf. And the people are complaining, like, what the hell is this? We want to see Coco. So yeah. Disney had to pull the Frozen short from all the movies. And I got a feeling that they might have put it at the end of the film, because when we got up, loads of people were still, like, sitting down. But anyway.
I didn't really give a shit about Olaf. Frozen.
Yeah. But now, what would you what would you give the film? Would you definitely recommend it, or? Five stars.
We didn't even say what the film was about.
Oh, that's
like,
true.
Did we not do like what the story was?
Yeah. What was the story, Jazz? Without spoiling it.
Without spoiling it. So basically, the kid, his family all are shoemakers.
Yeah.
He's got a passion for music. Yeah. The family doesn't want him to be a musician.
Yeah.
And they want him to take on the family business.
Of making
and
shoes.
On the night of the dead,
yeah,
he goes to the grave of a famous singer,
yeah,
and he tries to take the guitar, and that's when he ends up in the underworld.
Yeah, that was weird. What was that place called? That was when they called it. So it's the land of the dead, and so he ends up there, isn't it?
So he ends up there,
and
So he has to get back. He has to get the blessing of
family members.
Family members to go back.
Yeah.
But they don't. They're blessed, but they say that he can't play music, and then that's when all the story starts to unravel.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty good story.
Really good story.
Enjoyed it, yeah.
Like it was as we keep saying, it's like it didn't feel like it was a kid's film. It just felt like it was. It was really good. There was some like really really interesting things.
Deep,
and some
deep story that was.
Yeah,
there.
And some good songs as well. The songs were nice as well, and it really brought the whole thing alive. How many stars would you give it?
I'd probably give it 3.
3? What? I'm gonna go for, you know what? I'm gonna say, man, 5 stars out of 5, man.
Seriously?
Because it had 5 everything, man. It was funny. It was just emotional, man. And like, you just. Yeah, I'm gonna say.
I'll bump you up to 5, or to 4.
To 4, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
Like, the reason I wouldn't give it the 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I wasn't hyped for the movie.
But I think that's what made it even better.
Like
for
I wasn't
me, anyway.
Hyped for it. I hadn't seen anything about it.
Yeah.
I'd only heard that it was good.
Yeah.
And even when we were going to the cinema, I didn't feel like going to watch it.
Yeah.
Because I think I knew that it was going to be
one of those tear
emotional tear jerker movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think for me, that kind of like, when I walked away from it, I did feel a bit sad.
Yeah.
And like, normally I don't like watching films like that. I like watching films that are fun, interesting.
Yeah.
Bit like Bollywood movies where they're just singing and dancing, and it's what do they call it, like
escapism. I don't know, man. I thought it was cool, man.
This doesn't feel like escapism.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's why it doesn't get the 4 or 5
from yourself. Okay, cool.
I don't think I would ever give a movie 4 or 5.
Not even Godzilla.
Which one?
The 1995 one.
That was shit. Anyway, so the next film that I watched on Netflix was Message from the King.
Yeah.
Which stars Black Panther, and I can't remember the guy's name, you know.
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, that's it, Boseman, yeah. I was trying to think what it was. I was thinking it sounds like BoJack Horseman.
Yeah. That is. I was watching it for a bit. What was it about? Because I was watching it for a bit and then I just got bored.
So basically, without ruining it, which I've already ruined it for you anyway. Chadwick Boseman's character, he gets a message from his sister. So he's in Africa.
Yeah. Or South Africa.
He's in Africa.
Yeah.
And he gets a message from his sister on as a voicemail saying that she needs help and she's living in America in LA, was it?
Yeah.
So she goes over to he goes over to find her, but only to find out that she's actually been killed in a gangland killing.
Yeah.
Like you find that out pretty quick.
Yeah. So that's not,
it's
a spoiler,
not a spoiler.
Right? Yeah.
And basically he's trying to figure out what happened and who's to blame, and he's like a bit of a revenge flick. Only a bit. But he's trying to figure out what's going on, basically. And Anyway, just like quite a few like twists and turns and how he figures it out. And then at the end, there's like quite a good reveal.
Cool. I watched some of it though, and like some really good action sequences.
Yeah,
and
good
that.
Action
and
sequences.
I was watching that thinking, shit, man, Black Panther's gonna be wicked. And
I was watching the same thinking, yeah, Black Panther's gonna be wicked.
And
because he was even putting on the same accent as well.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I noticed that as well.
Wakanda Mubarak. Is that what they said in that thing?
So we're watching.
Wakanda's in that one.
Yeah, watch us wicked in it. So we're watching the Black Panther trailer in Hindi, and it just came out today, I think. And we're just watching that, and it's just funny, man.
So it was a Hindi dub of the Black Panther trailer.
Yeah. Actually, it was the Hindi version of Black Panther.
The Hindi version of Black Panther. The Bollywood version of Black Panther is going to be shit.
Yeah.
But this was just dubbed over, so just did a voice.
Which I was thinking, So that was pretty cool, man. So I didn't watch The Message of the King, but when you told me the reveal, I was thinking, shit, man, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah,
it was so I kind of wish I did kind of watch it. And what else have you been watching, man?
I don't think we watched anything else. We watched two things. We watched Agent Provocateur.
Yeah, that was funny.
With Ramesh Ranganathan.
Yeah.
So that was funny.
Because I mean,
it was,
I remember
family friendly.
Yeah.
To an extent.
I mean, because I remember I watched some episodes of that ages ago. But then coming back to it, it was just like watching the whole thing, like watching in a massive chunk.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, man. Yeah. And it was just proper funny, and you're just picking things you're laughing at. That was cool, man.
And we also watched Zimbos.
Desserts.
Zimbos, just desserts.
Which is basically a show set in Australia where this guy creates these fantastical desserts. I think of like it's kind of a mix between Willy Wonka and Heston Blumenthal.
Yeah.
I think that's his name, Heston Blumenthal. Heston?
Probably.
Heston, anyway, man. So he creates these amazing dessert. So you got a group of, I don't know, 16 amateur bakers from Australia, and they have to bake. He gives them a suggestion of something they got to bake. They got to match.
So they have a theme, basically.
A theme, yeah.
So
they got to cook to the theme. And if
the two losers
or the two people that get the lowest votes are nominated, and they have to create one of these guys, Zumo's masterful creations. And these things look like pieces of art.
Yeah.
Like literally, they look like you could just have it as a statue in your home, but it's actually an edible dessert.
Yeah.
And the guy's work is amazing, man, to the point where I was thinking, I'd love to go to Australia. Just to go.
Do you know what? Yeah. It's only on the last episode that you go that it's pretty good for an Australian show. And I thought, fucking hell, it's an Australian show. I did not pick up that it was
Australian. I never said it was pretty good for an Australian show. That makes sense. Australians produce a lot of quality TV, man. Like Neighbours and Home and Away. I said it was, I don't know what I said, man.
Something Australian.
Yeah. I think that's how it was. I said it's like they should do an English version of it. I think I said he should come to the UK.
Alright.
Rather than just being in Australia. I think there must be something like that. But now I thought it was good, and I'll definitely recommend watching it.
Yeah, it was good. And a few people have watched it that I know.
Yeah. I never knew about it. I thought I'd just put it on. Just, yeah.
You know, talking about recommendations yet?
Yeah.
Someone at work was saying that, I watched Black Mirror. And she goes, you know, the first series, episode one. And she goes that I told my partner to make sure that do not watch it in front of any of our family because, you know, Jazz said it was pretty rough.
Yeah.
And I go, did you think it was rough? She goes, that was a fucking rough episode.
Yeah.
That was a wicked episode.
That's a crazy episode with the Prime Minister.
And she was like, imagine that really happening.
Well, it kind of did, didn't it? Because David Cameron did get accused of doing something with a pig's head, innit?
Yeah.
So it kind of did happen, innit?
Kind of. Yeah. But anyway, so Zumbo, Just Desserts, is one that you can recommend to people safely.
Yeah.
And
you can watch it with your family.
Also, Agent Provocateur, you can watch to an extent with your family as well.
Yeah.
But what was funny was, we never watched The Great British Bake Off, did we?
No.
And I always used to think that people who watch that, like...
Yeah.
why the fuck do they watch that? It's like, it doesn't even look good.
Yeah.
But watching Zimbos, it was pretty good, didn't it?
I think for some reason, I
thought the way that it was edited.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I think that I like the fact that they have to create the guy's desserts, but it's not like the two best bakers. It's the two crap bakers or the two people that come the bottom two. So it felt kind of like they're already the underdogs and now they've got to do a task. So it felt like they had more to achieve and more to prove. I think that's what made it interesting.
Yeah.
And
the people who kept going into the face-off final, they were actually getting better.
Yeah.
As it was going along.
That's true as well, because they had to do this crazy task. That's absolutely true as well, man. Yeah, and I think I did like the fact that I just liked it. That was pretty cool.
So hold on. So we talked about Asian Provocateur.
Yeah.
Zumbos, and Message from the King.
Yeah.
So what ratings would you give Message from the King?
Message from the King. I never watched it. So I can't...
I would give 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Yeah.
And I would recommend watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zumbos.
Zumbos. I think yeah, definitely, man. Like 4.
4.
Yeah, it was good, man.
Yeah, I think probably 4. I thought it was quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
Asian Provocateur, I'd probably give it 3.
Yeah, I was going to go 4 with that. I definitely recommend that. It's funny.
It was funny. Good comedy.
Really, really good comedy.
Cool. So where are we up to now? So we said we were going to the gym.
Yeah.
Not much to say about that, really.
Yeah, we're just keeping up with it. And it's been good, man. Like, what have I been up to? I done my first ever musical improv class. That was pretty cool.
Mm.
And, you know, never sang before.
Is that what you had to do?
I had to sing and I had to make up songs on the spot.
All right.
So I done that. That was pretty cool. And I had to, in the end, perform it as well in front of a live audience.
Oh, you had to do that in front of a live audience?
So we spent 6 hours workshopping, learning how to rhyme, learning songs, learning how to sing, and then we had to present a scene. So it starts off as a normal scene, 2-person scene, and then when you feel right and when the whole conditions are right, you just start singing, and it was pretty cool.
That sounds challenging.
No, it was really good, and that's also something I want to bring into my own improv, in my own improv company as well. So that's why I went down there. But that was good. And What are we doing next week? Weren't they planned next week or?
Well, this week I've got a week off, work.
Yeah.
So I've just been chilling.
I don't have a week off, so I'm at work.
We need to plan some stuff, you know.
Yeah. I'm just thinking I need to save some money.
I'm thinking the same thing as well. So we need to do some stuff that does not cost money. Oh, that could be a challenge.
Yeah, as well, isn't it?
So we'll do some stuff that's different and new, but doesn't cost money.
Okay.
Well, we're going to speed dating.
Yeah. Well, that, on Thursday. Technically, that's free for you because I paid for it.
Because you paid for it, but...
I'm taking the piss. Yeah.
If we had booked it early, it would have been free.
That's true, isn't it? Which I think that's a scam, though.
Nah, we've had free tickets before I booked them.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what we'll do is next time, if it comes up, we'll book it early to make sure we go free.
Fair enough.
I'm like kind of like wrapping up a bit, you know. So I think, what was your New Year's resolution? So you said that one of them is to go to the gym.
No, it's just straight up. I just thought to myself, I want to focus on one thing.
Which is?
And it's about basically going to the gym every day and just doing an hour's cardio.
Yeah.
Because I think
that's cool.
Classically, that's...
I think for me, it was just to be like a bit more organised.
Yeah.
And like just focus on my stuff, what I'm doing. And I also restarted doing my events.
Okay, your work events.
My work related events.
Okay.
So that's been pretty good. So I got the team back together. Avengers assemble. Do the Avengers thing.
Oh man, they don't think about this where the Marvel themes are memorable. Are recognizable. Hold on.
Oh
man, I'm excited for Finty Portman.
So we got back together, same crew, a few people dropped out because obviously they just went to do their own shit.
So you got your Captain America.
Yeah. So got the same crew assembled.
But not Hawkeye, because he went off to do his own shit.
Yeah, so it's the new Avengers assembled. But Avengers. It's pretty good just getting back together with the whole crew.
Yeah.
And we're just like starting to organise some events.
Cool.
So it should be pretty good, which is, like, I think I did it in 2016.
Yeah.
And we had like pretty good good turnout. We used to have a good laugh as well.
Yeah.
And do you know, like, everyone used to talk about, I'm going to long you out a bit because we've got, there's only 20 minutes on this episode, you know.
Yeah, it's fine, man. Just
okay, so.
You don't long it out.
Basically, everyone was saying that, you know, that why do work-related stuff outside of work?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was saying that, but is it work-related. Like, that's the theme. But really, we're just doing, like, event organising. Because that's all we do. We just host the event.
Mm.
Like, we just find a speaker. We don't do the talk.
Mm.
We just book the venue, book the food. We go there, chat to the people, and we just host it.
Yeah.
And that's no different to being an event organiser.
For anything else.
For anything else.
Yeah.
Like, in a way, it's no different doing if you was a producer for a show.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you do your jump rope stuff. Like, obviously, you involved with it as well.
Yeah.
But if you was just producing it, it'll be the same kind of thing.
It's like a gig promoter or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was saying that, like, the only reason I like doing those events is not because I like doing my job. It's because I like meeting new people.
Yeah.
And talking to people.
I think it's good, man. I think it's good because I'm looking to do some with Equity as well.
Yeah.
The Actors Trade Union. And it's about, you know, doing events. And that's the whole thing, man. It's about meeting people who've got similar interests.
Yeah.
In, you know, in your field as well. And it's about networking. So yeah, I think it's fine.
And you know, in our meetings, we talk about work and stuff, but most of the time it's just like a bit of a social bants, really.
Mm.
And
you have to have that, of course, man. Because the people are like, you get on together as well. People work together properly as well.
Yeah. And then a lot of the time we end up just going for like drinks and stuff with the people just...
Because you know people aren't...
Just because you know them.
Yeah, I'm not going to work social and stuff. What else we got planned?
So we've got a speed dating planned.
Yeah.
We were saying that there's not many good films out.
No, there'll be loads of good films out soon, man. Like,
no, soon, but not this week, though, is it?
This week?
Coco, you said.
Yeah, no, there's also like Three Billboards, which people have been talking about.
Three Billboards, what's that?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Three Billboards outside of some place. Molly's Game. There are some of the, like, really good films. Are they all, like, the Oscar bait films?
Yeah.
But it might be worth checking out, though, especially since we've got a Cineworld card.
Yeah. And we were saying about going to the Cineworld card and not spending any money as well.
Yeah, which was good, though. Like, we never brought no...
Popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at this, man. Coco's got, like, 97-95% reviews.
On the Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes. What about Liam Neeson? The Commuter?
Oh, man. I don't know, man.
I think we should go and watch it, because we've got a free cinema, I think.
Fair enough, innit? Fair enough.
No, wait. I did not know this. Star Wars The Last Jedi got 90% from the official reviewers.
Yeah.
And 49% from...
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. Divisive?
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Divisive.
Anyway, the other film that you're on about, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Mm. That's been, how many, what's on the Rotten Tomatoes?
93% critics.
Yeah.
87% users. So, moving forward. This bullshit movie is
nah.
I'm joking.
Nothing in the movie for what? There's something called Molly's Game as well.
Molly's Elba Games.
And Jessica Chastain.
What about this Darkest Hour? Are you gonna love this movie?
Oh nah, man.
Not it is about that. Your favorite person.
Oh, my favorite person, yeah, Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman in a fat suit. Fat Gary Oldman.
I feel bad, like I'm just searching this. So Insidious.
Yeah, I wanna watch that. We should watch that as well. That's meant to have some good jump scare.
The last key.
But it must have shit reviews, all right?
Shit reviews, yeah.
Like 20%.
30%.
What's meant to be good is Den of Thieves as well.
Is it?
But this has turned into films we're hyped for 2018.
No, so this week.
This week.
So All the Money in the World.
That's meant to be good as well.
Yeah, so I got 77%. And Molly's Game got 81%. Okay, so there's about four good films
that we definitely need to check out, man. Yeah.
So, should we try to watch them this week or next week? Or?
I think we should watch them this week, man. Just get the game out of the way, innit?
What are you doing on Saturday?
Could do a movie marathon.
What do you think?
We could do, innit?
Because I'm not doing anything Saturday.
I don't think I'm doing anything on Saturday.
Saturday, what is it, 27th?
Mm.
I think, shall we at least try to get three movies in?
Come on, Zona.
Okay, so that's our thing that we're doing.
Okay.
We're doing a movie marathon.
And we all...
We need to invite some people as well.
Cool. And we're not... We're going zero popcorn, yeah?
Well, if we're there all day, Nah, we don't. We'll have zero popcorn.
We've got all zero popcorn in it. And food, standard, Nando's.
Nando's.
Okay. You've got zero popcorn in it.
Cool.
Cool.
Okay, so next week we're going to watch the movie marathon on Saturday.
Do you think Sunday?
Four movies.
Or are you working on Sunday?
I don't work Sundays.
So, yeah. Oh.
I am busy on Sunday, though.
You are busy on Sunday. That's something like, you know, doing other stuff, innit?
Doing other stuff on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing I'm working on Sunday, basically.
Cool. Okay.
I do some Sundays.
Cool.
So, that's that. During the week. Oh, yeah. I know what I've got planned.
What?
Tuesday, I'm going out with one of my friends.
Yeah.
Wednesday, I'm going out with one of my friends in the evening.
Yeah.
And Thursday, we're going to be dating, innit?
Oh, yeah.
So I've got like 3 night outs planned.
I've got same as well. I got rehearsing on Wednesday, speed dating on Thursday, and then I'm going out on Friday as well.
But none of my things are new though.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. I might check out one new restaurant. Called Mowgli.
Is that the one in
the swings in it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I might check that out, or I might go to this place called Cafe Soya, which is like they do like tofu and sort of Chinese food and. To be pretty cool though, so do vegetarian options. So do all the meat options and the vegetarian options.
All right, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, because the person I'm going is vegetarian.
We need to find some things to do, man.
Free?
No, just general, like for the show.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to you next week with a list of new things that we're gonna do. We'll pick them out of a hat. And
we need to like definitely start doing some stuff. What's that thing called that we use? Groupon.
Yeah.
It's fucking shit.
Well, I think Groupon's, it's good sometimes, but sometimes it is, as you're absolutely right, I mean, it's a load
it's
of
got nothing. It. It's got the Glee Club.
There's a Rough Works night on Sunday we could possibly check out.
Oh, what?
Rough Works.
What's that?
So it's like the comedians that are just showcasing new work and all that.
Okay.
But the big name comedians are also like, it's going to be pretty good.
Cool. That might be pretty good. I just seen this thing, a rage room experience.
What's that?
Where you like go smashing shit up.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds pretty cool, man. So can you just destroy everything?
I fucking hate people like that. What about this? Torville and Dean's Dancing on Ice live UK tour.
I'm not really. I know it's called Stuff We Don't Do, but I'm not really a fan of that. I know I'm into
that is the whole point of the show. Okay, so that's fine. We'll think of some stuff and we'll do it,
yeah.
And we'll come back. This year we need to do some stuff because my next suggestion was to go to Gardener's World Live.
That sounds fun.
That sounds fucking shite. That does. Anyway.
I think
that's the
man.
End of the show, basically.
That's the end of the show, yeah.
We need to get ourselves sorted and start doing some different stuff.
Absolutely.
And so, we need to get the thing on the fucking net.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, we do.
Okay, then. So, my name's Jazz.
And
this is our podcast.
Yeah, and I'm Sonny, and you might say your famous catchphrase.
Tuna McCartney.
And I'm going to say, I'm clearing my throat. I'm independent. Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.